And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, a full hour of calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs to help you out. Ben, did you see where vitamin D3 is supposed to be an anti-aging supplement?
Heck yes, it is.
How cool.
The sun. And they tell us to stay out of the sun. You know, the best way to get your vitamin D is to go out in the sun. This is going to shock people. To go out in the sun between 10 and 2 p.m., 10 in the morning and 2 p.m. in the summertime. And only for a little bit, though. You don't want to burn, but only for 10 or 15 minutes or so. That's the best way to get your vitamin D. You know, if you have liver problems or kidney problems, you're not going to activate vitamin D. You might have the right levels of vitamin D in your blood, but you won't activate them. See, vitamin D is a powerful hormone. It's not really even we call it a vitamin, but it's really a hormone. And it's so powerful that the body has mechanisms for activating it and deactivating it. Its activation occurs in the liver and the kidney, and if you have kidney disease or you have liver disease, you're very likely going to have deficiencies in vitamin D, even if you're supplementing with vitamin D. But if you get your vitamin D from the sun, that will allow you to get real vitamin D, even if you do have liver problems or kidney problems.
How about both? Sun and D3.
And supplementing? Well, if you don't have any liver or kidney issues, yeah, that's a great way to do it. But the sun is really the best way to get your vitamin D. It's a good. The body will control the amount of vitamin D that it activates if you use a solar-activated vitamin D. And by the way, do you know what molecule in the skin is converted into vitamin D by the action of the sun?
I have no idea.
Cholesterol.
Really?
Yeah, vitamin D is cholesterol. So for any knucklehead medical professional tells you to lower your cholesterol, they might as well tell you to lower your vitamin D, because vitamin D is a type of cholesterol, as all your steroid hormones are.
Let's go to the phones. Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for accepting my call. And pharmacist Ben, I really appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you, Tom.
And Joel Wallach.
Thank you.
And, I have a couple of comments.
Yes, sir.
Which will lead to a specific question.
Okay.
And my comment is about eye health and perfection of sight through the eyes.
Oh,
and
very interesting.
I've been reading. Okay, number one, I was reading essays by Dr. Deepak Chopra. And Dr. Deepak Chopra, and he wrote about how there were research programs where they took children who were blind from birth and giving them, you know, fresh air, sunshine, you know, supplementation, good food. They would perfect their sight, you know, usually in 4 to 6 months. I mean, they'd go from blind to actually seeing.
Really?
Another author, Mir Schneider, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
An Israeli who was blind from birth. And essentially, at best, he could see light and dark. But he started investigating perfection of sight and eye health. And within 2 years, he had perfected the sight in his eyes, and he applied for a California driver's license.
Oh, really?
Got accepted, and is now driving.
What did he do?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Supplementation, good food, eye exercises,
wow.
That type of thing.
That's awesome.
That brings me to my question to you.
Yes, sir.
It just seems that, to me, these miracles, first of all, I got to thank you. I'm on Longevity, the 90 essential nutrients.
Nice.
Thank you very much. And but it seems to me that there's a best practices for eye health,
mm-hmm.
maintaining the health of the eyes, and possibly a best practices for taking anybody with any, no matter how bad their eyesight is, and perfecting the eyesight so that, like Mir Schneider or like Dr. Deepak Chopra, that it goes from blind to, you know, perfect sight. And it may take a while. It may take, you know, 4 months. It may take a couple of years, like it did with Mir Schneider. But it seems to me that miracle is possible.
100%, and it's not a miracle. It's just the way the body works. You know, we're conditioned to believe that if you're degenerating, you're degenerating. There's nothing you can do about it. But as you pointed out, and by the way, George, I love your smart listeners. Every time I come on,
they're the best.
I am so impressed. And you're absolutely correct. You know, nutritional supplementation is important for all the parts of the body, but it's especially important for the parts of the body that turn over quickly, the skin, the eyes, and the intestine. And that's because when cells are dividing rapidly, they're burning through nutrients rapidly. So you can heal the eyes very quickly, as well as the skin and the digestive tract, with a good nutritional supplement program. And Jeffy's got a spectacular eye product called Ocutive, and anybody who's got any kind of eye problems, from macular degeneration to glaucoma, if they're losing your sight, Ocutive is, the reports on Ocutive are just over the top. It features some of the most important nutrients you can use for your eyes, which are things like selenium and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin A, but it also has pigments, which are extremely important for the eyes. As we age, the pigments, particularly the yellow pigments, the lutein and the zeaxanthines in the macula break down. So making sure you're getting pigments through Ocutive or Longevity has another product called Vision FX can be really helpful. And you know what else, George and Tom? It turns out that sunlight actually plays an important role in eye health, even though, according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, you want to stay out of the sun, be careful of the sun. It turns out that bright natural light is very important for folks who are nearsighted, have problems with nearsightedness, or just developing eyes. And one of the reasons is because of vitamin D, which is absolutely critical for eye health, and you'll actually support the production of vitamin D by getting sunlight in your eyes. And so making sure that you're getting a little bit of sunshine is super important for eye health, in addition to making sure that you're using these nutrients that you'll find in the Ocutive, as well as the Vision FX and the pigments, particularly pigments from veggies.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Dana in Wisconsin would like you to tell us a little bit about PRP injections. She says she's thinking of getting them for her tennis elbow.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Have you heard of PRP? You know what that is?
What is that?
PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. And what it is, it's where they take your own blood and they draw it out, and then they separate out the platelets. Platelets are important parts of blood cells that are anti-inflammatory and important for regenerative medicine and for healing, and they've got growth factors, and they stimulate the growth of new tissue. And it is the cool thing about PRP is that it's your own blood and it's your own platelets. So I would recommend it. Now, when you do PRP, though, if you're unhealthy, your PRP is not going to be as effective as you want it to be. So you still have to make sure that you're on a good nutritional supplement program. You still have to make sure you're on the Healthy Start Pack. And for this gal, I would probably use the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which has the extra connective tissue building supplements. But with the PRP, you can do some pretty spectacular things in combination with a good nutritional supplement program like the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack.
Let's go to first-time caller Elena in Maine. Welcome to the show. Hi, Elena.
Hey, Elena.
Hey there. I have an interesting situation. I have had juvenile onset type 1 diabetes for 50 years. I have no deterioration. I'm a brittle type 1. My A1C is 5.3 to 5.6 routinely. I'm fit, heart rate at 42 resting. I live a very active life. I've been really into nutrition in the last 10 years, trying to stabilize my insulin response because it varies from day to day, all day long. And I have been working very hard. Right now I'm processing dandelion greens. I'm really into medicinals, you know, natural medicinals. But the supplements I've been doing for 10 years now, beyond what the industry has ever taught me.
Wow.
And I'm trying to do better in stabilizing my insulin response. And I'm only on 20 units a day, like microdosing as needed. Sometimes I can go 16 hours on 3 units, and sometimes it's every 3 hours.
When did you get diagnosed?
When I was 15 in 1975.
Wow. So you're the same age as me. 15 and 1975. So check this out. Type 1 diabetes, juvenile onset diabetes, as they call it, type 1 diabetes, is an autoimmune disease. That's a disease where the immune system turns its weaponry, if you will, on the body. And the doctors will tell you it's just your body's stupid, your body's crazy, the immune system doesn't know what it's doing, the immune system is wacko, and, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. That's not true. And anybody who has an autoimmune disease should know right now that you can reverse it. And you can, if you want to read a great book on it, get a book called The Walls Protocol by a lady named Dr. Terry Walls, who's a medical doctor. And she had an autoimmune disease that affected the nerves called multiple sclerosis. But really, all autoimmune diseases are the same mechanism. They just occur in different parts of the body. And because of this wacko medical model we have where we focus on different parts of the body rather than systems, as I talked about earlier, what ends up happening is we think we got to focus on the pancreas, or we got to focus on the nerves, or we got to focus on the skin, or we got to focus on the joints, or we got to focus on the glands. It's not the part of the body that's important. It's the chemistry that's important. So, my dear, it's great that you're working on your blood sugar and your insulin. That's awesome. But you've got to work on the nexus of toxicity, which is initiating the immune problem, and that is the blood via a leaky gut. This is, I've said it so many times today. I say it every time I'm on the program. We got to simplify and reduce the disease process to toxicity in the blood. And it starts off with a leaky gut. And the leaky gut itself is the end result of all kinds of problems associated with the foods we're eating. And even if we're eating correctly, George and Elaine, even if we think we're eating correctly, just the glyphosate that's in the water supply, that's even in the organic vegetables, can do a number on the intestine. For women, as they get older, estrogen can do a number on the intestine, particularly a toxic form of estrogen called catechol estrogens. Seed oils and fried foods can do a number on the intestine, not to mention sugars and fibers and foods that feed bacteria in the intestine, causing a condition called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So what you want to do is focus on intestinal health. This involves eliminating problem foods, doing a food diary, and then getting on really nutrients that support the intestine. Longevity's got an amazing nutritional supplement called Fucoid Z, which is made with a polysaccharide that is a complex sugar that coats and soothes the intestine. And anybody who has an autoimmune disease should get on this Fucoid Z, not to mention the ultimate enzymes that we talked about earlier, not to mention the I-26 that we talked about earlier, and not to mention the wonderful probiotics that the nightly essence that Doc has been talking about for years. And Debbie has another very interesting product that I don't talk about anywhere near enough, and this is a product that was formulated by Dr. Luis Arriaza, who's one of the most brilliant chiropractors you'll ever run into, and he's a big muckety-muck in Longevity, and he formulated a product called Dr. Arias's Liver Cleanse, which is specific for the liver and the gallbladder. And, of course, as I'm sure Elaine knows, the liver and the gallbladder play a major role in detoxifying the blood. So focus on blood health, you focus on blood health by focusing on digestive health.
Next up, let's go to John in Wisconsin. Go ahead, John.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben.
Hello, John.
Several brief comments, please. Foremost, I want to take this moment to give kudos to you, Ben, for your great work.
Thank you, John.
A friend of mine, Meg Ellison, has a morning radio show in Wausau, Wisconsin, which is north central Wisconsin, where my wife and I lived until this past September. We moved a couple hours north, but I still listen to Meg's show every day. Meg and her husband are good friends of ours.
Oh.
Meg's station, WSAU, also carries Coast to Coast AM. But anyway, over the last 6 years, since I've become a regular Coast to Coast listener, I've told everybody that will give me their ear that if they can't tune in live to Coast to Coast to become an insider, mm-hmm. so they can gain the same wisdom I do. And on top of that wisdom list is the regular appearances of Pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach. Back to Meg's show.
Thank you, John.
Recently, Pharmacist Ben has become a guest on the Meg Ellison show in Wausau, Wisconsin. And Ben, you've done two things for this market. Number one, you brought attention to nutrition to people that never paid any attention to it before.
Wow.
But at the same time, you've gained new listeners to Coast,
wow.
who have done their research and found out about you and Ben and your regular appearances. But they've also found out all the other incredible topics George covers with his guests. So I want to tell you, Ben, that you are doing wonderful things.
Praise God.
For the
Thank
good
you.
People, good people of Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Scott, God bless
really,
you.
Thank you so
and
much.
And George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank wow, you. That was cool. And Meg does wonderful work. She's a friend, and I've been on her show. I do her show every couple weeks, or every other Friday I do it. And she does wonderful work. And George, she's a huge fan of yours. Huge fan of yours.
Well, we're fans of yours, Ben. Ben thank Fuchs you. With us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call. Call anytime, 1-855-949-7234. You've got an incredible staff behind you.
We do. And you know what? We're looking for folks who like this. All the stuff we talk about in the program, we can teach you nutrition. We can teach you how to use nutritional supplements. We can teach you how to make money selling the nutritional supplements. And we're looking for business builders. We're looking for people who want to help other people understand how to use nutrition and make some money at the same time, make it a kind of side business or even a full-time business. And, of course, you can enjoy all the benefits of having your own business, of tax write-offs and write off your phone calls and your computer and your home office, et cetera. So if you're interested in building a business, we're looking for you, and I can personally help you build a business and personally help you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your health and longevity as well as your friends and family and as well as for your customers and clients if you so desire to build a business.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Rita's with us in Los Angeles. Hello, Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me okay?
We sure can.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I have two different things, if I may ask, if I can pose both of them. So the first one, a little more serious. About a little over a year ago, I was diagnosed shockingly with lymphoma cancer.
Mm.
It just like overnight, I had this dramatic symptoms, and I actually asked my priest to bless me that day, and he told me to go to the emergency room, and then they ran blood tests, and shockingly told me I had cancer. Now, prior to that, in my apartment, in my unit, I'd had 7 holes left in my ceiling from a tenant above me, exposing all the inner guts of what would normally be a closed airway.
Ooh.
So, and there's a lot of other things that are connected to the damage that this building did to me. But everything in my gut tells me that those holes in my ceiling brought in toxins, mm-hmm. and may have contributed. And I did look up some information about lymphoma cancer, and it did mention that toxins could be a factor. So I needed to hear your thoughts about that. And then the second quick question is, I'm using a facial cream that I like a lot. It works really nice with my skin. But I noticed one of the ingredients has aluminum in it, and mm-hmm. I heard aluminum, and especially if I'm putting it at my throat area too, I'm just concerned about any dangers of aluminum being absorbed in the bloodstream.
It's unlikely.
Take that first, Ben. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff there. First of all, it's unlikely that aluminum will get into your skin through using a skincare product. If you use it over and over and over again, maybe, but that's unlikely. As far as lymphoma goes, you're absolutely right. Your intuition is right. The lymph system is your detoxification system. In addition to also transporting hormones as well as vitamins, it acts as a drainage system, and it collects and it filters waste. And if you do have toxins, if you're subject to toxins from the ceiling, and there are, you know, in the walls they have asbestos and fillers and all kinds of stuff. I don't know if they still use asbestos, but they have other things in the walls that can be toxic, and I think your intuition is correct. That may have played a role in your lymph cancer. Lymphoma is a type of lymph cancer. When we come back from break, maybe we can talk about some lymphatic exercises that you can do to help stimulate the movement of lymph.
That would help. We'll be back with final calls with Ben Fuchs in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, I'll let you address that lymphoma section.
The lymphatic system, as we were saying earlier, is important for draining out toxins in the body. And as we age and as the impact of disease kicks in, the lymph can get clogged and not move as effectively. You actually have more lymphatic vessels, twice as many lymphatic vessels as you do blood vessels. You know, George, you got 50,000 to 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body, and you've got 100,000 miles. Can you imagine this? 100,000 miles of lymphatic vessels. And the lymph, as I say, carries toxins, but as we age and as the impact of disease kick in, the lymph can become clogged, and God forbid, when it can become toxic, you can end up with a cancer of the lymph, and that's what lymphoma is. But there's many ways to move the lymph, to stimulate the movement of lymph. One of the best is diaphragmatic breathing, belly breathing, as they say. Belly breathing is also great for folks who are dealing with cardiovascular health issues. The diaphragm actually acts like a pump to pump fluid through the lymphatic system as well as through the blood system. Elevating your legs for a short period every day can help drain lymph from the lower extremities. The lymph actually dumps into your blood system in the front of your chest. So doing dry brushing where you brush your skin in the direction of your heart or your upper chest can help. I love a mini trampoline or a rebounder. Jumping up and down on a rebounder is great for supporting lymphatic drainage, especially if you feel like you're getting a cold. You know, if you feel like you know how you get that kind of clogged up feeling when a cold is starting to roll up in your body? Moving the lymph is a great strategy for either shortening the duration or even preventing a cold from forming in your body. Exercise, of course, is a great strategy. Moving your body, you know, the heart has the blood vessels have a pump. The heart, but the lymph doesn't have a pump. Our muscular movement is the pump. So making sure that you're exercising regularly. And then massage, lymphatic drainage massage. Estheticians and skincare professionals will sometimes do that. And by the way, you can tell you have a lymph problem if you're breaking out on your upper back or your neck or sometimes in your jaw or behind your ear. Pimples or cystic acne that forms in those areas oftentimes is a sign that the lymph is starting to get toxic and clogged. Staying hydrated is also an important strategy. The lymph is primarily made of water, so adequate hydration is essential for proper lymphatic function. And then making sure that you're not toxing out in your digestive system. The lymph connects up to your intestine, particularly fats. And so making sure that you're eating clean fats and making sure that you're not eating a lot of fats, that also can support lymphatic drainage. And then one of my favorite ways is alternating hot and cold showers. Brief exposure to like a hot water shower, and then you turn on the cold, and then you turn the hot back on, and you turn the cold on. You get this accordion-like effect where the lymph opens and closes, and that supports lymphatic drainage. You've probably seen people who do hot and cold plunges. They sit in a hot tub and they jump in cold water. They go back in the hot tub. They go back in cold water. That's another great way to move lymphatic fluid through the body.
Back to the calls. East of the Rockies, Joe's with us in Long Island, New York.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Joe. Hi, Ben. It'll take me a bit to get through what I wanted to bring up. I did get the book On the Beach, recommended by Thomas from La Jolla. Basically, it's a question whether the radiation post-war reaches the southern hemisphere in Australia. So we'll see if anybody makes it. Very interesting book, Thomas. But on vitamin C, you know, one of the things that's never really mentioned is that the bones follow the genes of the particular person. So, you know, how people's facial bones might vary, et cetera, et cetera. And vitamin C, when the bones constantly remold, vitamin C brings it close to the original genetic plan.
You're 100% correct. Vitamin C is probably the most important nutrient for the bones. Even though we talk about calcium for the bones, you can't have strong bones without vitamin C. And once again, our RDAs, the ridiculous deprivation allowance, keeps us from getting enough vitamin C to build the bones. And doctors love to use calcium or even hormones to build the bones, or even, God forbid, these very toxic drugs that they use, bisphosphonate drugs that, like Fosamax and Boniva. Those are horrible drugs. And it could very well be that deteriorating bones and osteoporosis are nothing more than a sign of vitamin C deficiency. And, of course, Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the OsteoFX and the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack are great ways to get not just vitamin C, but also all the other important nutrients for building the connective tissue. And should never be forgotten, the bones are connective tissue. You can't build connective tissue without basic nutrients, particularly vitamin C.
Amazing. Mark in Ohio, it's your turn, Mark.
Hey, George. How we doing?
All good.
Can you hear me? Yeah, this is the guy you remember with the BA and a half in biology.
That's right.
And I told him, yeah, Ben, that means you're halfway to a master's. And I told yours they wouldn't give it to me. Anyway, yeah, you deserve a medal for your work, Ben, for what you do.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
And I doubt that the AMA would give it to you.
Probably not.
Yeah, I hope they're not here listening. Well, I'm not dangerous anyway. No threat to them. Anyway, Ben, you may have mentioned it yourself before, earlier, that what can help to mitigate leaky gut syndrome is something called slippery elm bark.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
And, and real quick, Ben, what can mitigate, what helps to detoxify the liver is a mushroom called reishi mushroom. R-E-I-S-H-I, reishi, reishi. And we know, Ben, that you and mine know that the liver is the kidneys, and the kidneys is the liver.
The liver is, you know, the ancient Greeks thought that the liver was the center of the body, and in many ways it is. Liver is like the warehouse that holds, stores everything. And liver disease is an epidemic. One out of three Americans is suffering from fatty liver disease, almost to the point where they say it's normal to have fatty liver disease. It's not normal, and it's a serious health challenge and a serious problem. And next we're working on the digestive system. And there is crosstalk, as you point out, between the intestine and the gallbladder and the liver. And the gallbladder and the liver are essentially the same organ. They're linked to each other as well as the intestine. But it all boils down to the intestine, and your point about slippery elm is well taken. I like fucoidin. And Longevity's got a great product called Fucoid Z. Anything that's slimy, like slippery elm, is very slimy. Also, mallow root is very slimy. Anything that's slimy is going to coat the intestine and support the mucosa for folks who are dealing with leaky gut. The Fucoid Z from Longevity is like a panacea. It is an absolutely incredible supplement. You know, Fucoidin is a molecule called a class of molecules called polysaccharides. And these long chains of sugar absorb water, and they create a kind of slimy effect. And this is why algaes and seaweed have a sort of slimy quality. And these slimy qualities, the slimy quality helps essentially slime away toxins out of the body. Remember Ghostbusters, the slime that the guns they shot out at the ghosts, they had slime in there? Well, that's kind of how the body works. The slime, which we call mucus, is actually a protective mechanism, and anything you can do to support that slime, like your caller just mentioned, slippery elm is a slimy herb, but I like Fucoidin, and that's one of the reasons why Fucoid Z is such a powerful panacea-like product. It's good for so many different parts of the body, including leaky gut.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben. Serena in Mount Shasta would like to know what you think about bromelain.
Talked about a little bit earlier. That's the active ingredient in the ultimate enzymes is bromelain. It comes from pineapple. It's an enzyme that comes from pineapple. And in addition to papain, which comes from papaya, it is extremely powerful for, number one, cleaning the blood, number two, the digestive system, the stomach, for helping break up proteins, and interestingly, as a post-surgical tool for improving healing prognosis after you have surgery. You know, one of the things that happens when we have surgery, they don't tell you about this, doctors don't tell you this, is that you end up with adhesions and fibers that form, scar tissue that forms, and scar tissue and adhesions can cause more problems later on in your life. So using bromelain, which is in the ultimate enzymes from Longevity, post-surgery, even pre-surgery and post-surgery, can prevent the formation of these adhesions and scar tissue and accelerate the healing process after you have your surgical procedure done. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff bromelain is.
Let's go to Max in Chicago. Max, go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben.
Hello there, Max.
Nice to talk to two of the finest gentlemen, along with Tommy Danheiser, on the planet. It's an honor.
Thank you, Max.
All right. My question is, I've been doing a lot of research on this nerve pain, neuropathy, and what I narrowed it down to is this plaque that, you know, covers the nerve sheaths or whatever it is. And alpha-lipoic acid is... is in all these different combinations of remedies, and it seems to be the common denominator. And I've been taking the alpha lipoic acid, and I'm still having like tingling, numbness in my hand, down my arm. Is there what would you recommend? A lot? How much should I take of that? And what would you recommend along with it?
It's more than just alpha lipoic acid, although alpha lipoic acid is super spectacular. It's in the Immortalium from Longevity, which is a great anti-aging supplement. But it's more than that. Neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, I'm surprised we haven't got any questions about that, George, because we always talk about that. Peripheral neuropathy should always be regarded as a blood sugar issue first and foremost. In fact, peripheral neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy was responsible for the first vitamin to be discovered, and that was vitamin B1. It was noticed that when people ate rice that was had the polishings removed from it, they would suffer from peripheral neuropathy, and they started to do some examination on that rice polishings, and that's when they discovered the very first vitamin. And that very first vitamin is critical for dealing with peripheral neuropathy. That vitamin is super important for the blood sugar system. It's important for the cardiovascular system. In fact, this vitamin is so important for neurology that they will actually inject it into alcoholics who suffer from alcoholic psychosis, and it will cure their psychosis immediately. And that's vitamin B1, which is in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in abundance, and that also goes by the name thiamine. That is really the way you want to look at peripheral neuropathy. Number one, get on the healthy blood sugar pack and treat yourself like a diabetic. My mom had peripheral neuropathy, and I put her on the healthy blood sugar pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it went away. And you want to regard that always as a blood sugar problem first and foremost. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack, and especially that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Take it all day long. In addition to your alpha-lipoic acid, if you want to use your longevity product, get on the Immortalium that has the alpha-lipoic acid in it.
Let's go to Devin in Los Angeles. Hey, Dev, go ahead.
Hi, Devin.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? George, you are the soundtrack dude to my nights, man. I love you and appreciate you, brother.
Perfect. Thank you.
Ben, I appreciate you, man. You're super awesome, dude. Quick question. About 5-6 years ago, I had this sharp pain that in my stomach that dropped me to my knees.
Oh, no.
Here we are 5-6 years later. I haven't had the stomach pain, but I have had diarrhea for the past 4 or 5 years straight.
That's not good.
Can you
got inflammation. What happens when you have inflammation in the intestine, the body will send water to that area to soothe it. And then that water will cause you to have diarrhea. But what it means is you're not absorbing your nutrients, and that can cause problems down the road. So you really want to correct that and figure out what is irritating the intestine. Almost always you're going to find that it's a specific food. So what I'd recommend you doing is laying off food for a day or 2 days and have a fast. And then when you start eating again, reintroduce the foods very carefully and notice which foods are causing the problem, and then you're going to want to eliminate those foods. Patching up the gut's very, very important because, as we talked about earlier, not only are you going to run into issues with toxicity getting into the blood, which can wreak havoc on the immune system and on all the organs of the body, of course, with toxins in the blood because the blood is circulating everywhere, but even worse, now you're going to deal with nutritional deficiencies because you're losing all your nutrients. So it's very important that you get that under control. I would highly recommend that you do a fast and then what's called the elimination diet. Reintroduce foods very carefully. You're going to probably find that there's one or two foods, maybe a few more, that are really causing the problem. You want to eliminate them and then start to repopulate the bacteria. Get yourself on the nightly essence from Longevity. Eat fermented foods. Get those bacteria healthy again in the intestine. And then, of course, you're going to want to do things like the Daily Digest from Longevity and the I-26 and all the wonderful digestive support supplements. Longevity excels in digestive support supplements. And anybody who's dealing with a digestive health issue should really call 855-949-7234 and ask for digestive support nutrition. I'm telling you, George, anybody out there who's listening – who's got a chronic long-term health challenge, please understand it is reversible, not with drugs, but with nutrition, with lifestyle strategies, with common sense, things we can do from the comfort of our own living rooms and bedrooms and kitchens. We don't need to be medicalized. Medicalization should be reserved for emergencies only. All of our health challenges, our chronic health challenges, which are so epidemic, are reversible. Praise God. Thank you so much for letting me be on the air, George, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Pharmacist Ben. Until next time, from criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going live down under to Australia to talk to Dr. Tom Nimi about the afterlife.